BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, online and on digital radio. This Thursday night, it's 11:15, and it's time to join Max Reinhardt for tonight's Late Junction.
Life ain't so bad. I ain't got no green. Life ain't so bad. Come on, long, long gone. Life ain't so bad. All of these things I'll never have. Let me tell you, life ain't so bad. And if you keep on keeping on, it won't be so sad. Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. I don't want no money, I'm satisfied. I don't want no travel, I'm satisfied. Let me tell you, life ain't so bad. And if you keep on keeping on, it won't be so sad. Come on, y'all. Say life ain't bad.
Life ain't so bad. From Abraham Wilson's very fine, very loose concept album, Ride, Ferris Wheel to the Modern Day Delta. And amongst that ensemble was Abraham on vocals and trumpet, Neil Charles on bass, Giorgio Cerci on guitar, and Errol Linton on harmonica. And you can hear much, much more of Errol tomorrow night around midnight, when he blows up a storm on the Late Junction session in the company of guitarist Justin Adams and electronics brainiac Matthew Yee King. But tomorrow will be here soon enough. Right now, let's luxuriate in tonight's Late Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and here comes a song from Suntrap, filled with fiddles, harmonies, and an unmistakable urgency. Is she going to get her unrequited passion requited? So sweet.
touch and trace across your chest. Aching, aching for you, so impatient for the rest. First you say you want to, then you say you don't. Then you say you need it, then you say you won't. No one's saying it's fair. It's just so good, and it's driving me mad, like it knew it
I'm sorry.
electronic setting by Mel Powell. Mel really had an amazing career. He played with Glenn Miller, Louis Armstrong and Django Reinhardt. And then there were the years that he spent composing, arranging and playing with Benny Goodman. But he was also one of the founders of the electronic music studio at Yale. And you can hear he certainly knew his way around an oscillator and the rest of the old school electronic music gizmos. Nino Rota is another composer with a vast hinterland. This is the music that underscored the baptism scene in The Godfather, a sequence which juxtaposes a christening with a series of assassinations. And to think I felt guilty for secretly watching the cup final in the middle of a wedding.
Thank you.
Bamako's Rail Band, with special guest Tatin Dembele and the Sand City Orchestra. And that was a song from the 70s golden age of Malian music, gently singing the praise of the army, which might surprise you, given the lyricism of the melody. Arme Mali. Before that, the Dunedin Consort and Players, directed by John Bart, playing the Agnus Dei from Bach's Mass in B minor, and playing it the way Johann Sebastian left it, removing all the so-called improvements, some would say pluck, with which successive generations of musicians have encrusted the original. Fond of Tigers are from Vancouver, and you can't miss the West Coast feeling of calm and reverie that gathers like a balmy mist around this epic song from last autumn's release, Continent and Western. It's Upheaval.
Hotel near the hospital. Busy, sad, and brisk trip. We've grown so used to that antiseptic. Only, yeah.
Upheaval by Vancouver's Fond of Tigers. They may be from the far west, but on that song they're definitely leaning to the east. And there's more eastern inspiration on Yoga, tonight's track by Mowgli, who sounds like an essential part of the future of British hip-hop, which in turn sounds like a meaningless cliché until you hear his music, and then it just becomes an undeniable truth. On this track, he shares the mic with Stowaway.
I was out in the playing fields, and I wasn't doing anything at all. And then I looked behind a bush.
Press and rewind. I awake to them Tetris bricks, falling clouds laced with shavings, played on a black canvas, grand piano key change, haphazard warnings. Another black ballad calls from the bleak abyss, skin crawls out from the pitfalls, outnumber defects, sore sleepy eyed, half stepping, recline short, creeps up a noctor, speeds up a notch, leaving vinegar, lips squeak and hiss more. Peas in a pod leaking, chop chop, speech us, split screen, kids will never see sense. Just weeks spent, counting the weeds grow, out from the rotten ground, toppling house of cards, wobbling, stuttering, pelican beat score, stuck between heartbeats, way past the beat and tracking cartoon, cut and paste, say no comment meeting, still seeking jigsaw pieces in tinfoil drip feeds, another dose of wizardry, murmured in weak breaths, sting a nerve, shuffling feet and the sweet scent of cheap sex, bought off next door's best, little girl's eyes here and come dribbling down fires in each breath, spent on sweet nothing talk, hard to see through the ones and noughts, hard to keep from the LEDs, flashing screens, fashion freaks, thinking downside, shot down in mid-flight, it's hard to see the sea from those carbonate coastline beaches, defeated in part, torn eyeballs, shimmering and dry rot, kisses on cheeks, whispers that time stopped ticking for pardon, a minute, a week, fighting and losing, tightening nooses to the nearest peak, water slide, spiraling watertight, gripping a bucket and spade like they're digging for pay slips, they jump from the Golden Gate Bridge and take flight, take flight. Take fire, fingers on the trigger of the pause key, dreaming.
Interrupting with an abrupt incision, a lazy blade cuts my vision. This grass shoots to kill and crush the vision. My heart's juices spill and rush to give it some meaning. I must for living and breathing. I can't choose to feel or hush the rhythm of reason or even trust. This isn't a dream when I see my people bust invisible scenes in this rusted prison machine. You lust for visions we've seen. Instead, we one matter. See the sun scatter. Breathe the tongues chatter, believe the young shatter the dreams you spun back to the future. Catch a commuter in the train of thought. The rain has brought together, refracting my views to a rainbow that sprays over the stage. Show of the say so as another play doh. Day glows under its plain clothes, fronting the same old, assuming any number of names told. Silently screaming, this game's sold. We find peace and resistance, scratching on the turntables at the feast of existence, eating pieces of wisdom, eating assistance to eat from a distance.
And then he said, don't ever do that again. And I thought, golly, that was a narrow squeak. Done for. I thought, crumbs,
Australian composer Andrew Ford's Lullaby, played by two violinists who are doyens of the contemporary classical world, James Cutterford and Natsuko Yoshimoto. Andrew Ford, by the way, presents a weekly music show on Saturday mornings on ABC Radio National in Australia. Gregorian chant, hip-hop, K.D. Lang, chat and toasted blueberry muffins. That's what they say, and it sounds irresistible. And I couldn't resist a tune from Rudresh Mahantapa as soon as Jason Yard told me all about him on the way home from the Christmas time Late Junction session. Apparently, of all the greats with whom Jason has ever improvised, it was Rudresh who blew his mind to the uttermost. This is from his Kinsmen album, the culmination of many months' work in Madras, forging a new musical hybrid with an ensemble of South Indian musicians and United States jazzers. Ganesha. Thank you. Call it Carnatic Jazz or just a whole new sound, but that was Ganesha by Rudraj Mahantapa, featuring Kadri Kopalnath and the Dakshina Ensemble. In a moment, Willie Nelson, singing the traditional tune Nobody's Fault But Mine from the recent album Country Music, which was produced by T-Bone Burnett, and that's immediately become a classic, as you'll hear. But first, here's another piece performed by violin duo James Cutterford and Natsuko Yoshimoto. When they asked Australian composer Eleanor Katz-Chernin if she had any duets for violins up her sleeve, she suggested this ultra-short piece she'd originally written as a violin and piano duet, Peggy's Minute Rag.
is for the man. Nobody's fault but mine. And if I die, and my soul be lost, nobody's fault but mine. I had a mother who could pray. I had a mother who could pray. If I die, my soul will be lost, but nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. Nobody's fault but mine. And if I die, my soul be lost. Yeah. Nobody's fault but mine. I had a mother who could pray. Nobody's fault but mine.
Milton Babbitt's semi-simple variations, played by Robert Taub. At the end of January, sadly, we heard of the death of Babbitt, the man who was once described as an emblematic Cold War composer, who wrote music so Byzantine in construction that one practically needed a security clearance to understand it. More generously, he was saluted as one of the most impenetrable, inaccessible, but influential of American composers, and definitely the polar opposite to John Barry, who also sadly featured in the obituary pages at the same time. Birmingham space age pop collage artists broadcast with Locus from their back catalogue. Sadly, their lead singer and founder member, Trish Keenan, also left us in January, but her music lives on. And that's something that can also be said about the music of Cassia, who over 1,000 years later is recognised as the first female composer with preserved evidence of her compositions. Here's one of the Byzantine hymns for which she is celebrated, performed by Vokame.
Thank you.
My People Hold On by Ex-Temptation Eddie Kendricks, released back in 1972. That's a chanted entreaty to African Americans that in spite of everything, they can and they shall overcome. Before that, a field recording by Peter Mark Wright. A wire fence at Batch Common along the northeast coast of England from his album Inanimate Life. And that is a good sonic stepping stone from which to move to Xenakis, who wrote of his work Playard, the sole source of this polyrhythmic composition, is the idea of periodicity, repetition, duplication, faithful, pseudo-faithful, unfaithful copy. I think we'll leave it to the music. Mélange, the first section of Pléiade by Xenakis, performed there by Les Percussions de Strasbourg. And by the way, on Saturday the 2nd of April, the London Sinfonietta presents Xenakis Architect of Sound at the Queen Elizabeth Hall on the South Bank in London. You're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3, and if you'd like full details of all the music I'm playing tonight, or to listen again to this programme over the next 7 days, then just check the Radio 3 web pages. More from Nino Rota's score for The Godfather now. This is the mandolin version of the main theme that underscores the happy and the tragic scenes in Sicily, which involve Michael Corleone's wife, Apollonia. Thank you.
One burly day in the morning's prime, saw butterflies for sorts and kind. A feline in stripes took to the air, and for all his balladic, nary a fly. Peacock blue landed upon my head. Lace like a precious, like a precious ribbon. First the blackbird and then the pigeon. In turn sang so low through stored the branches in between, stored on branches in between. Joining the chorus and announcing an egg, the oak yellow legged Rhode Island red. Join in the chorus and now sing an egg, a yolk yellow legged Rhode Island red. Beaded cobwebs on lollipop trees hid, lengthening chains spun out on the breeze. The sea fret that threatened to creep to my feet, a dosed and sideways retreat. As the wind stole in and took the sweat from my skin, to the last syllable of recorded time, but clockwork, the hour is mine. How did not stop short? But none of us be forever. This hour belongs to me.
Yoke Yellow-Legged from The Days That Shaped Me, the fine new album by Mary Watson and Oliver Knight. And I like the way they managed to casually drop the odd phrase from one of Macbeth's soliloquies into that song. Tomorrow and tomorrow, etc. Oh yes, this is where I remind you that tomorrow Late Junction features a midnight session, which brings together Errol Linton, Justin Adams and Matthew Yee King, harmonica, guitar and electronics. I'm Max Reinhardt. And I'm going to leave you tonight with Out of the Blue, on which Bella Fleck is joined by Zakir Hussain and Edgar Meyer. Banjo, tabla and cello. But first, Edmund Tago and Frank Essien, with a Ghanaian tune recorded in the late 1920s, Mamidede Dzimilobi. Good night.
Mami dede jimilabi, mami dede jimilabi. Leno jio nings moda, leno jio nings moda. Mami ama jimilabi, mami ama jimilabi. Leno jio nimileda, leno jio nimileda. Mami kete jimilabi, mami kete jimilabi. Leno jio nings moda, leno jio nings moda. Mami akwele jimilabi, mami akwele jimilabi. Leno jio nimileda, leno jio nimileda. Mami ajwa jimilabi, mami ajwa jimilabi. Leno jio nings moda, leno jio nings moda. Mami Eva jimilabi, mami Gladys jimilabi. Leno jio nimileda, leno jio nimileda. Mami dede jimilabi, mami dede jimilabi. Leno jio nings moda, leno jio nings moda. Mami ama jimilabi, mami ama jimilabi. Leno jio nimileda, leno jio nimileda. Mami kete jimilabi, mami kete jimilabi. Leno jio nimileda, leno jio nimileda. Mami akwele jimilabi, mami akwele jimilabi. Leno jio nings moda, leno jio nings moda. Mami ajwa jimilabi, mami ajwa jimilabi. Leno jio nimileda, leno jio nimileda. Mami Eva jimilabi, mami Gladys jimilabi. Leno jio nings moda, leno jio nings moda. Thank you.
Hello, I'm John Shea with Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. And this part of the programme is devoted mostly to a Ravel and Liszt recital by the young Ukrainian pianist Vitaly Pizarenko. Ravel's failure to win the Prix de Rome caused a scandal in 1905 that proved there's no such thing as bad publicity. And among the many works from this period are the five pieces which he called Miroir. The first portrays night moths, the second birds singing at dawn, the third is a boat on the ocean, while the protagonist of the fourth, Alborada del Gracioso, the dawn song of a jester, has been called an Andalusian Petrushka. And the set ends in the Valley of the Bells.
Thank you.